This is VOA News. We have the boat. I'm Marissa Melton. Vaccinations against the coronavirus are off to a slow and chaotic start in the United States, but the country's top infectious disease expert held out hope on Sunday that the pace will soon pick up. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC News This Week show, quote, "We are not where we want to be, no doubt about it. We need to catch up." So far, the United States has distributed 13 million doses of two vaccines produced by drug makers Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna throughout the country, but only 4.2 million shots have been administered so far. But Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and the chief medical advisor to President-elect Joe Biden, said that the pace of inoculating people, chiefly healthcare workers and elderly people in nursing homes, is picking up. In some states, long lines of people waiting for shots have formed on sidewalks leading to health centers. In the city of Houston, Texas, officials had 750 shots available, but 250,000 people tried to register in hopes of scheduling a vaccination. Mr. Biden has called for 100 million vaccinations in the first 100 days of his administration. That starts with his inauguration January 20th. Fauci said the stepped-up pace of inoculations can be met. He said it is possible to do 1 million vaccinations a day. He also said that if 70 to 85% of Americans are vaccinated in the coming months, the U.S. can return to some sense of normality by September or October. Britain has begun administering the first doses of AstraZeneca's coronavirus vaccine. The AstraZeneca vaccine is cheaper and more easily transported than the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine because it doesn't need to be kept at very cold temperatures. The Pfizer shot has already been administered to many healthcare professionals in Britain and the United States.